You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.
Hey, Fox.
Yeah?
You've been a bad, bad boy.
Nice boy.
This show contains explicit content
and is intended for mature audiences only.
This is what happens when an innocent, successful mental health professional
falls for a rugged, prior deployed bad boy.
You get one hell of a ride. Day 8.
Day 8. Oh, are we going?
We are.
Oh, okay.
We are going.
Day 8.
Where are we going?
Oh, I thought you pushed play, right?
I hit record, not play.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever you have to do to make this thing work.
It would be playing our last show instead of recording.
Okay. Blonde moment. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Blonde moment.
So we are still at Hito 2.
Yes.
In the Grill, Jamaica. Stephanie, as most of you saw last night, I posted a video.
Oh, boy.
Gave an amazing Latin dance with the owner, Harry.
She gave something.
She gave
it all.
We're talking in third person.
We are. That was a persona up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What persona was
who
that?
Who the hell knows? Some that had feathers and shook her
Let's
ass.
Let's call her Veronica.
Veronica.
Yes,
you like that? Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. So Veronica last night.
Veronica like wears red, sleek dresses, like, yeah. Likes to seduce people and just tease them a little bit.
I think you're just giving me a whole new, like, fantasy persona type thing right
yes.
now. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so it's day 8.
Yeah.
We've had a phenomenal time.
I finally turned on my phone today.
Mm-hmm.
And, 322 text messages came.
Okay.
29 of those were from clients. Just, and then my other platforms. And
yeah, I'm not going to talk about our work email.
I have a lot of catching up to do, but it's okay. It's okay.
So, we're sitting in the lobby again, because
yes.
this is the best place to do a show,
and
obviously.
Open office. God,
open
office.
You okay?
Open air. No, I'm not okay.
You taking medicine this morning?
I took it.
We stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning. We don't have any clients here, but we have found that like a lot of couples are gravitating towards us when they find out what we do, and so we've been coaching some just some couples along the way that have never done this. And
yeah.
So we're like, hey, you know, if you want to piggyback off us, we'll kind of help you out. So it's been quite tremendous, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these late nights, man,
awesome.
9 o'clock bedtime's way
yeah.
out the window.
So we stay up till 3 in the morning
and then get
in the hot tub with them, just kind of debriefing, talking to them, and. It was nice.
So, I'm going to jump right in.
Jump right in.
Because when we first got here, day one, there was the most beautiful woman standing on the stage. She was doing something with a drill dough to somebody, and it was amazing.
A sawzall with a dildo on it.
I don't know. You bought one. It's going
to
be great.
Yes, I did.
But just this, she's this brown goddess just standing up there, just beautiful. And here, my white porcelain self. I was like, oh, I want to be that dark one day. So.
And before all you social media get all crazy for her saying the word brown, I'm Hispanic and I accept this term. So get over it. I'm going to throw that out there.
Are you? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because there are people that attack, and I don't really care.
Yeah.
And if you want to look up my last name and my family, we live in Costa Rica. We're a very profound family, and just grow up. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. No. And then her. Mm.
Her butt, you can
her,
say it.
No, her husband.
Oh. Yeah.
He was, he came around the corner and it was just like, damn. So I don't even know how two beautiful people got together. Legal. That should be fucking illegal.
So this is what happens on my end, right? Walk around the corner and I see this guy and I don't know his name yet. And I go, look at this Adonis looking motherfucker. Like, and
that was exactly what you said. Adonis. Like,
So I look at her, I was like, sorry, baby, I'm not competing anymore, and I love food too much, and I'm getting older, I just don't care. Like, I'll keep in shape, but I'm just there anymore. And she's like, it's okay, and her eyes are like, why? and I've seen them before on social media, right? And then I was like, oh, actually, I know who that is. And she's like, how do you know that? I was like, I know. I don't know them, I've seen them around.
Yeah.
And then she turns around. And then she loses all attention on Justin. And she goes, so please tell me that's his wife.
That yes. butt. Oh, wow.
As you all know, I'm a butt connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
Yes. Yes. I literally can tell, and my wife can attest to this, Stephanie can attest. I can look at a picture from the front.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you she has a butt. And she goes, I don't know how you do that.
I'm the like, thighs. No, I do know how you do that. The thighs.
I know.
The hips.
It's not just the yeah. It's multiple things. And then we finally see a butt picture. She's like, I don't know how you did that. Because I know.
I know.
That's talent.
Nice.
That's talent right there.
Yeah. Because I will worship an ass for fucking hours.
So maybe we should enter our guests.
Well, so let's talk about who they are.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Why we chose to interview them first. So anyway, here we are at the pool, and we're watching...
Scatterbrain much today?
I know. More than one couple, right? So Topless Travel's there. But there's a group that's... with Topless Travel. It's their event. It's called My Frisky Business. Okay. And we're watching their energy with the crowd, their acceptance, their hype, and we're just like,
it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're,
or even if you're
built
in a group.
Sexy, anything, because we're not in a group and they just took us right in.
Yep.
But you guys include everybody. I love it.
Yeah. And that's what caught our attention. You know, obviously, aesthetically, you guys are very attractive, but...
Okay, that caught my attention, but then...
Anyone can do that great. Can you have a good purpose and a good energy and make connections? And these two do this very, very well. Mm-hmm. And so we got to talking about it, and I'm like, we should probably interview them. I know they're working, but fuck that.
Can we tell their names now?
Yes. Go ahead. Wow,
we're being quiet over here waiting for the interview.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do, and he's like, just goes on. So,
I do that. I got long-winded.
You are sometimes. That's why I got to... So we have Justin and Jessica with us from My Frisky Business.
Yep.
And how are you guys enjoying y'all's little
excellent
work trip? Great.
Thank you for having us.
No,
appreciate
thank you
it.
For yeah. So tell us a little bit about you, who you are, where you met, how you got this magical bodies. What fountain do I need to drink out of? And if
it's called the gym.
Oh no, see, I can't do that.
And nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition I just want to drink the water.
70% nutrition, 30% gym. Sorry to tell my clients.
So we're Justin and Jessica, based out of New York. We owners and operators of My Frisky Business. We've been together for 10 years, married for 2.5. We created My Frisky Business about 2 years ago, and we actually met on SLS, both as singles.
Really?
Both singles, yeah.
So, yeah, she hit me up actually on SLS, and I was like, there's no way this person is real.
Right.
I said the same thing. I sent him a message. I'm like, well, if you're real, respond to this.
And it turned out we lived a mile away from each other.
Yeah.
1 mile.
1 mile. What?
Holy
wow.
crap.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was never looking to settle down. And then all of a sudden I found her and I was like, whoa, stopped me in my tracks. And it was great because our profiles were out there. And I guess all your fetishes and fantasies, it's written
right there.
So there's no secrets off the bat.
No hiding anything. And
so it's like, hey, want to do this together? Okay.
Wow.
So you were a single male in the lifestyle. You were a single female in the lifestyle.
Newly.
Were you a unicorn or just a single female? Because there's a huge
difference. I was a unicorn.
Okay.
I put a profile on SLS. I was on there maybe 3 months, and then
she
I met him.
Long.
And yeah. And
oh, yeah.
It.
I would have snatched her up, too.
I still think you're trying to.
I mean, I might.
That's going to
be my
side
chick. One more day. So.
I have one more day. I got this.
Better figure this out.
I got to get my courage up.
Yep. So when I found out she was real... snatch it up. So first thing we did was we met for a cup of coffee to make sure each other was real, and then what was our second date?
Second date was my idea, and I was like, let's go to the nude beach.
Oh.
He was like, all right, never been, let's go. I had to, you know, check out the goods, make
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And that was it. Thumbs up after.
And that was it.
Okay, so those of you that have never seen Justin's penis. So, it's a fucking baby arm. Hey, how you doing?
it's quite impressive. Soft.
Yeah. Like, I'm a pretty large guy, but I'm not a shower. I grow into it.
Yeah,
he's there.
He's a shower.
Like, hey.
And
you
then he grows.
When I get hard, guess what happens?
He's a shower. Then it grows. Just like, and yep. there's more. Sorry, we're just, you know, throwing your business out there. But
I don't mind. The only time I want it to be smaller is when I'm trying to get anal from her.
Yeah.
Then I'll
yeah.
try to
nope.
convince her. I'm like, no,
nope.
It's
tiny. Nope.
So that trick actually works because I do that with her. I go in about a quarter soft, or excuse me, about half. Hard? I don't know how either.
Yeah,
I'm
actually
does the same thing.
Get
yeah.
halfway a little
yeah,
soft and then
exactly.
grow inside.
And then I allow it to grow in mm-hmm. and then she's like, okay, now we're good. Like, I can't just.
No,
yeah,
no
I still
I'm still like,
that.
No. I'm like, just come. Just come.
Yeah,
just
like,
come.
Get it over with.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Okay.
I get it once a year if I'm lucky.
Oh, see, she loves it. But recently.
And tomorrow is my birthday.
Tomorrow is your birthday.
Hey, Kinky Nation, do you need help with navigating the swinging lifestyle? Fox and I offer personalized coaching services designed specifically for your relationship needs.
Are you the person that all your friends turn to when they have questions about sex? You should check out the Kinky Coach Sex Coach Certification Course and get paid for sex coaching instead of doing it for free. Just go to kinkycoach.com.
Lastly, if you feel that you are in need of therapeutic services for your relationship or individually, please visit Beautiful Beginnings with an SLLC.org for more information on the counseling services I offer. Okay, Kinky Nation, let's get back to the show.
There's only one thing I want for my birthday.
Well, they do sell enemas in the workshop or in the, in the shop here.
We saw those today.
Now I've been my best friend over here.
She can tell y'all how to do it properly.
Like, yeah, wrote a whole article on how to do
anal.
Can
you coach us as we do it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
The kinky coach.
And of course, where do I sign up? So, what's interesting about you guys? You have this flair about you, and it's contagious. Everybody at the pool sees it. Everybody wants to be part of it.
Thank you.
Is this your natural personalities, or did you have to train for
this? Absolutely. This is us. We're genuine. We just like to entertain people and show people a good time.
And it didn't even start out like that. We're friendly. We talk to anybody. It doesn't mean we want to fuck everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
We like making friends, and that's the best part about vacation. You know, you go everywhere, and they're like, hey, Justin, Jess. You know, they know who you are, and it's all about making friends. To us, the lifestyle is not about fuck.
Just sex.
It's about the party atmosphere,
the connection, the friendships.
And the sex will always be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, absolutely. So we just kind of, and I know we were talking to you guys about that. First started this, it was just about, you know, aesthetics, having fun, sex. And then just, I kind of lost my way because I've been doing this for quite a long time. And I forgot what my original reason for all this was. And then we just recently found it again together through a couple that I guess that I would say there are a couple.
If
we ever went poly, they would probably be the ones who went poly with us.
Yeah.
And they're local to you guys at home?
No.
They're not local.
That sucks. They're a plane ride away, though.
They are. Right. They're like an hour plane
interesting
ride.
Interesting when you finally see
Yeah.
And so we have recently, you know, been more interested in connection, less about
aesthetics.
We've always
been interested in connection, but we've found more of a... We're searching for that more.
Right. But our, I guess probably my dynamic was more, started to more focus on aesthetics. And now I've reeled it back into, yeah, fuck that. Yes, aesthetics is important. I have to be attracted to you in some way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, you know, I've loosened the reins because now it's more about a connection. Yeah. So, yeah.
Tell me about your first impression of him.
Really?
Yeah.
on the coffee, not the new beach. And then I want to hear the other.
I want to hear pictures on his profile, so I knew.
She knew what he was working with.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wasn't going there, but there's a funny story behind it. So when we first got that email exchange, whatever, we were like, all right, let's make sure it's really on Facebook, to exchange profiles, and we had one mutual friend. So I'm horrible at remembering people. I'm horrible at remembering names. So our first conversation, I was like, can I ask you a question? I was like, 2 years ago, were you at a Chili's on a blind date that you met some guy on Plenty of Fish? And everybody at the table was making fun of him. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, were you sitting at the table next
What's
to us?
What's the name
like,
to my conversation?
Yeah, I was like, no. It's like the one mutual friend we have, I was sitting at your table. So there was some girl I was hanging out with back then. She had another couple she was friends with that I just showed up for a quick drink at Chili's. And this fucking girl shows up who's beautiful, caught my eye. And she came with this guy that had no business being with her. And for some reason, I remembered her. And I was like, wow.
I need to go on Plenty of Fish.
Stop it. I'm sorry.
Stephanie, as we're
she's looking at porn.
And so she accidentally, it should be porn.
Not exciting enough for her.
Instead of some YouTube video that starts screen. Talking.
All right. Sorry about that. And back to the story.
As we were saying, so I show up and this girl, I was like, it actually stuck in my head where, and I was like, that's the same girl that was at my table. And, you know, the girl I was hanging out with at the time was just a fucker. It was nothing more than that, but I remembered her, and so we had a mutual friend, and it kind of clicked from there.
Awesome.
That's interesting.
That is one in a
small
million.
World. That's pretty unique.
Small world.
That's
pretty unique.
Small world, yeah.
And especially my horrible memory.
Yeah.
She could count for that.
Yeah. So your first impression of him?
I just wanted to bite him and eat him alive.
First impression of her?
Or it took you to the third date to get to that
point. Third date?
You had to work for it a little bit.
Right?
Just the fact that I remembered her from 2.5 years ago for that, you know, couple minutes that I met her, stayed in my head, I was like, wow, that was my whole reaction.
Hmm. That's awesome. That would be really cool. So you guys, My Frisky Business, tell me more about that and tell me just a little bit all about it, really.
We were never interested even in creating a group or being part of any of this. It kind of fell in our lap. So we were going parties back home around New York area. There was another couple that approached us and said, hey, we're hated on Long Island and we throw parties. Would you guys be interested in being the face of it? And we'll give you a percentage and you guys just hang out at the door, greet people. And I was like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we're going to these parties anyway, yeah. So why not?
So we get to go to the parties for free, make a few dollars, and just learn the business a little bit and what the hell, nothing out of pocket. Yeah. So we started doing it with them and made a couple dollars and having fun. But we quickly realized why they're
not liked.
Yeah. They just don't play nice in the waters with everybody around them. And, you know, if there's other people having a party the same day and there's competition, just like you could pick and dates you choose to play nice with everybody around.
Yeah.
So eventually they had problems in their relationship and they broke up. And they both kind of pulled us, hey, work with us. And we looked at each other like, we could do this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fast forward a little bit. I'm sitting on my couch trying to come up with a name. And, you know, I came up with Frisky Business and she added my to it. And we just created our logo and stuff. And completely separate from that, we're keto. We've been here 14 times, 13 times. Or, you know, we've been here a couple times singles as well. So, what, 12 together?
12 together.
Yeah. Wow.
We love it. We can't get enough of this place. That's why we keep coming back. But so we're here by ourselves, and we used to catch different groups coming in, and we get approached by Mark from Topless Travel, and he's like, hey, you want to go to the jungle? We're like, I don't know what the hell that is, but sure. Oh. And the jungle is a club down
local
the block,
club.
A local club that's out in the open and crazy,
literally in the
crazy
jungle.
Dancing. Yep.
Yeah. Right in, it's you know, a good
you get
time.
To see
really good time.
How it is in Jamaica, where the locals go. So we hit it off and had a blast with them, and eventually they asked us, hey, would you guys like to host for Topless Travel? And I told him, I said, I don't even know what that means. So put the two together, and here we are. Like, within a year, my Frisky Business was on Hito's website. We were like, wow.
Yeah, having our own week, which is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Almost like, yeah, we stepped in some shit.
Yeah. So what do you mean you had your own week? I mean, that's huge.
Well, when you go on Hito's site, you'll actually see it's My Frisky Business week. And you could come book with us. And
party with us and just have an amazing time.
Exactly.
But like you guys were saying, you don't have to book with us. Just part. We don't care. We include anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you book with us or not.
We always prefer you to book with us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
So, Topless Travel is a bunch of trips here. We'll also be back for Young, Wicked, and Wild. And,
end of July.
End of July, we have My Frisky Business weekend coming up. We're starting to expand into Secrets in Florida. And there's a couple other places hopefully we're going to expand out to as well.
So it's working out well for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we do have full-time jobs at home, so we don't do this full-time.
The goal is to build this up a little bit. We're taking all our vacation time to travel and build this up and
eventually retire
do this full time.
Retire? You're not even like 20 yet, are you?
You can retire whenever you want.
I have my time in my job where I could collect my pension.
Have you hit 30 yet? Like, seriously.
Yes.
God bless America. I need y'all's water. I'm in New York.
So I'm 43 for one more day.
Oh, so he's my age.
Wow. Yeah, but he's not gray. My silver fox.
I like my gray.
Sexy. It is.
So talk to us about what makes both you individually unique. So I would like you guys to answer that each separately. And then as a couple or a business, what makes you so unique? You know, I know that we threw some stuff out there, like you guys are very open, dynamic, you engage, you don't care who it is, you're very accepting. But I would like to hear from your own words.
As far as being a host?
What makes you successful? What makes you guys who you are?
I mean, being out there, just being open in the environment, being a clown, making people laugh, I think it just comes naturally because I'm a people pleaser. You know, I want everybody around me just to have a good time. And, you know, I give off that vibe. And, you know, together we push each other to make the best person each other is. And, you know, as a couple, we're kind of a power couple together. And it works fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, and then it's being about being genuine. Mm-hmm. And people see that, and they just gravitate to us. And
we have a very strong foundation where we know each other's rules, mm-hmm. know each other's boundaries, and you know, we come to an environment like this. It's good to have a strong foundation.
Right. You pushed her boundaries yesterday.
I pushed mine or hers?
Hers.
Oh, he always does.
Always hers.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
but I need a kick in the ass every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, once in a while?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I do too.
How many kicks did I have to give you yesterday?
I had Probably 2 to 3 kicks yesterday.
I had to kick you just to come do the podcast.
Yeah.
So, but I'm here.
And get on stage on the pool and take control door at the pool. Yeah. And
it takes a little bit for me.
Just add alcohol.
But then you, I mean.
She goes from boy to whore.
I like that.
Yeah, that is good. You said that you're very open and people pleaser. Most people from New York are not.
Correct.
So, right. And when you hear your accent, and also you guys are stunning. So people, are they intimidated to approach you, I'm sure?
We've heard that in the past.
Yeah.
And we're like, we don't understand it. We don't get it. But like, talk to us.
It doesn't matter what you look like. I mean, we come over to talk to everybody. And then they see that we are friendly and, you know, it shouldn't be about that. Don't be afraid to approach somebody that's good looking.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't go back. Just, well, I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
You're going to say no?
Yeah, exactly. You make friends and you have a good conversation and that's it.
Exactly.
So when I was single, I used to have a theory that, you know, the more aesthetically pleasing you look, almost the less confidence you have probably because you don't have the amount of people coming up to you because they are afraid. They are nervous. They're like, oh, they would never talk to me. They would never engage with me. They have no interest.
So when you see that hot girl sitting at the bar,
yep.
You're scared to approach her, go approach her because nobody's hitting on her.
Exactly. And so I used to be that guy. You know, she used to freak out in the beginning, going through like pictures. She's like, oh, your exes are this.
I was like, I don't look like them. I can't do this.
And I'm like, that has nothing to do with anything. But that's how I got him. I was the only one that had balls enough to go up
approach
and go,
them,
hey, nope, I see no one's talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hit on you.
You got nothing to lose.
Can I just sit and talk to you? I'm sure you're bored alone.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, sure.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And boom. And they're like, that was a line, huh? I'm like, it was.
You work. You gotta shoot high at first, and then as the night goes, you keep drinking, and then it'll get better.
So you've been here 13, 14, 25 million times. What has been your most memorable moment here?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Pick one. There's so many.
I
honestly love what we're doing now is being up on stage doing the pool parties and because you never know what's going to happen.
Ever.
We
like,
read
that's
the
not even,
we're just random.
Like, whatever y'all pull out of that literally pull out of the bag.
Yep.
Let me add to that question. So what's your most memorable moment based on the time that you guys walked away from this experience more connected than you ever have before or stronger? And I know like almost every time is something
absolutely
a little bit more, but what has been like the pinnacle time where you're like, you know what, that would be the most growth we've had to date?
I think it's something's come to the point too where every time there's couples on the resort that have an issue in their relationship, they come find us and then we're like, all right, take a pause. We got to go to their room and have counseling sessions, which happened a couple times this week already.
We should have sent them to you guys.
Yes.
We had one of your couples from the group that we talked to
now
last
you
night,
say
actually, yeah. So.
I wonder if it's the ones from last night.
We can't say.
Let's not get into that.
No, I was like, I don't know. That's why we need to start traveling with y'all and just, you know,
so you guys can handle all the drama.
We're handle the drama. We got this.
Send us. We're like, come on. Let them party and do what they do.
So, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Nope, not at all.
But you were saying that you get to counsel, and so that's when you grow the most, do you think?
I mean,
we realize how strong our relationship is from that, and we're like, wow. Like, you know, we don't have these issues, and
we have a good foundation and be in this environment.
Good understanding of each other and a good bond. And
so it's a reminder of that strength.
Yeah.
Have you ever come here and not had a good time or had an experience that was you walked away from going, oh,
that's why we keep coming?
Not once.
Yeah. Not once. No one has ever disrespected me or him. And nothing about respect here. No judgment.
I feel safe.
You could be
yourself. I always say I feel safer leaving her naked at the swim-up bar and the Hedo naked side pool than a bar back home in New York fully clothed.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. People
absolutely
have more respect here and back in New York, not at all.
There is a lot. I've seen that. So we were just texting some friends today and because I turned my phone on and they were like telling them where I was. And one of the couples was like, man, I want to go, but that's going to push my husband too much because he's kind of prude.
And
she's open. He's prude. And that's fine. But I was like, it's clothing optional. No cameras, so he's also a pretty high-ranking official. He's like, I can't do this. And I was like, and there's a weed shop. She was like, done. I was like, I knew it. But even for those individuals who are not as open as others, You don't have to be a swinger to come here. You don't have to be.
No, it's open to everybody.
Yeah. Hedo is for everybody.
Yeah.
You can do as little or as much as you want.
I mean, the most disrespectful thing happened to you last night when some single guy, she's coming around the corner and just pointed down to his junk.
Yeah, I came out of the bathroom. He's like, and I'm like, no. And I just walked away.
She just laughed at him. Like, really? That's the best pickup line?
That's what you got?
Yeah.
Hey. Look at my dick.
I just pointed at him. I'd be like, I'm good. You see that?
Yeah, exactly.
We're good.
So, we can handle that.
Yeah, we got this. That little thing. Oh, let me get my glasses. Sorry. I wouldn't have been rude, but I'd have been funny about it.
Exactly.
That's my job to be rude. Yeah. I step in and play security when I need to. Yeah. I just tell her, go. I'll handle this. You just go have fun. Don't worry about what's about to happen. Who cares?
Yeah. So, out of all of the tricks in your bag, what is your favorite?
Toys or tricks?
The games.
I'm going to go. Let's go with games first. What's your favorite game? The
click,
jaw.
Click, click, click.
The
click,
clicker?
Click, clicker.
Click, clicker.
Click, clicker.
Yes.
The click. Click, click, clicker. Tell us what that is, because I know what it is, and it's the best.
What do you call those? The counters.
Counter.
It's a counter?
Yeah.
So you hold it right above your pussy, and you just click it as fast as you can.
So basically, we have
like a masturbating competition.
We have six people line up in chairs or whatever. All the girls open their legs and they hold the little counter. You know, it has the button you tap and the number goes up. And we give them 30 seconds to push it as fast as they can. For the crowd, it looks like all these females are masturbating. And it's hysterical and it's a good game and we give away good prizes.
You do.
Mind you, this is at the nude pool.
This is at the nude pool.
So there are no bottoms when this happens.
Nope.
Yeah, and there's no clothes. No. You guys don't do much at the... at the clothing optional pool, do you?
No. The party's at the nude pool.
We had a volleyball game there the other day where we all got naked
here.
And played big ball volleyball, and it was guys versus girls. It was supposed to be for sexual favors. But the girls beat us.
We won.
Don't want to say that on the air so everybody knows, but the guys lost.
Yeah.
We let them win.
Whatever.
Yeah, we had the deep end. So
you
our whole
not have the deep
yes,
end.
We absolutely yes, did. Oh. Yeah, that whole their back line. There was no way.
Well, you guys are taller than us.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
So.
I mean, you got this.
I don't know. My wife's pretty
we
tall.
We won fair
She's
and square.
5'8".
We won fair and
Let's
square.
Let's not get into the game.
our pride is still a little
still hurt. But we had a bunch of people approach us. One thing they loved was that 8-girl train of eating each other out the other day.
That you were part of.
I was part of that, and that was a huge, huge step outside of my comfort zone.
Really?
Very much so.
Well,
and
good
you
job,
didn't
then.
Even, you didn't even weren't even there to see it.
I was. Huh? I've been there to see a lot of your public actions.
She's been doing good.
It's been phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I just that was a huge thing, and I don't know why I did it. I loved every minute of it.
And you're glad you did.
But it was afterwards. I was just like, I just did that.
So do you know who was eating your pussy and whose pussy you were eating?
I do.
All right.
I do. I was told that I did a really good job. The one I was eating, she was like, I was trying not to squirt on you. I was so close to squirting. And I was like, well, thank you for not, because I just
can you tell me who that is so I could go find her?
I can.
Crowd would love that.
I know. But I don't know. I can't do that to me the first time.
You're going to have to just go around everybody that was up there and try each one and see which one it was.
Yeah. Okay. I mean.
Well, it's even more interesting because as biased as she is, she's very selective who she'll go down on.
Yeah.
And she tells them that. She's like, look, we can do everything, but I'm not doing that. That's
really?
Super specific to me.
Okay.
It has to be pretty.
It's
a lot of things
I'm
have
so
to align.
Particular.
This one loves eating pussy.
Like she's
it
very strict with that.
Thank you.
And she loves squirters.
Mm-hmm.
So there was I squirted in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that happened too. Yep, that did happen.
You want to talk about that real quick?
Sure, y'all. I don't know. I don't know whose toy it is, but the little sucky liquor thing.
Yeah.
The one we just bought.
Yeah.
And that was
nice.
Yep.
So it sucks your vagina and licks your clit at the same time.
Yes. And I don't come easy. I don't no, not at all. And I certainly don't squirt easy.
Now I know why you bought it.
I don't
squirt pretty easy.
Not by somebody licking me. I have to have penetration to squirt.
True, that's true.
That was fantastic. And then when she pulled it off
a bunch of people got it right all over their face.
Yeah,
well, she pulled it off and she was like
splash zone. And I was so embarrassed. Not going to lie. I was just like, okay, I need to get
you
down.
Did awesome. Okay. No,
well,
did
usually
awesome.
We have the Sibian by the side of the pool or the drummer, either one. And there's always a few people squirting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a splash zone right
there. Yeah, that is definitely a dangerous spot to be in. So
this one loves squirters over here.
Mm.
So one time we took a catamaran trip out of Hedo and she goes up to this girl, barely knows her, but we've seen
her squirt before.
And she squirts like within 2 seconds and it's projectile.
So I go up to her and I'm like, excuse me, can you squirt on me? She's like, what? I'm like, can you squirt on me? She's like, am I hearing that right? I'm like, can you squirt on me? She's like, absolutely. Yeah. I was like, let's go.
So if we can't just let it happen like that. So we go get her a snorkel and mask.
Mark has to be funny. Yeah.
Oh, so she's got the snorkel and mask on. Drowned. We hit her with the drill, though, in
barely,
2 seconds.
Barely even touched her. And she's like, whoosh. Holy shit.
All over her face.
I love it.
It was awesome.
I love it.
That's awesome. So earlier you guys talked about sometimes couples approach you and you have to help them out. I kind of want to talk about that real quick because our show is normally very clinical based. You know, we have a lot of counselors, doctors, etc. But we love doing raw shows like this as well, mm-hmm. Because we believe you don't have to be a professional to help couples. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a thing. No. And we actually have a whole show around that. Like, hey, influencers versus professionals, here's all the negatives and positives, because there's negative and positive on both sides.
Yeah.
And if you can grab a group on both sides, you're probably doing really well. Right? So talk to us about, obviously no names, please, but what are some of the most common things that come up that people need your help with?
It's just lack of communication between the two of them. You know, being in a swinger environment, you have to set rules and
boundaries
abide by them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you go outside, one of you is going to get hurt by it. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we know what each other's boundaries are, and as long as we stay in those boundaries, it's never an issue. And even today, you know, I still... hey, somebody comes up to me, can I suck your dick in the pool? I always look at her and suggest, is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but she always fucks with me. So sometimes there's girls that I don't want to blow me. They come up to me and I'm like, oh, yeah, go ask Jess. And then
I'm like, sure, I'll go ahead. I'm like, have a good time.
And she knows I don't. And she just, thanks, Jess.
Like, well, after what you...
I have never done that.
No,
don't do it to me.
I'm not.
She sits there with this, like, evil smile on her face. I'm like,
it doesn't happen often.
That's when I am a jerk, because if she ever does that, I'm just like, sorry, I'm like, I will be direct.
Absolutely, he would
I'm
say
not
no.
Interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
No. When it comes to that, we will, but you know.
He doesn't take one for the team. Neither of us
ever.
Do.
If I don't want you touching me, you're not going to touch me.
So going back to the lack of communication, can you tell us a little bit more? I don't, like I said, no names, but some specifics. Like, what do you mean by lack of communication?
So the one person was given a hall pass. First time they ever did it. Bad place to experience that. You should be home. But anyway, did it. And then he decided that he didn't like it. And then she went and did it again. So
he communicated with her. Well, this is the story that we got.
After the first time, he told her that he
yeah, he goes, listen, we
he
tried
didn't like it.
We tried it. I didn't think it was right for us. And she was like, I want to do it again.
And she kept telling, I want to do it again. I want to do it again. And she just kept going. He's like, fuck it. Go do it again. I don't care. So she went and did it again. But he didn't mean for her to go do it. He just, you know, he's fed up and...
Oh, yeah.
So it was a long talk.
Yeah.
So what's some of the advice you give to couples like that and maybe, like, the creed you guys follow when talking to couples about this?
My taxi's here.
Nope. Gotta go.
Gotta go, bye.
None of that, Hito.
I mean, especially coming to a place like this, just talk about what you guys want to experience together
before you get here. Absolutely.
You know, and what you're comfortable with. You know, are you looking to play with guys, girls, together, this and that, bring more people in?
And make sure you have your rules before you get here. Don't start changing shit when you're here. Like, set your rules and that's it. If you want to try something, try it back at home and when everybody's comfortable and you have that communication.
You got to talk about it first.
Yeah.
Because you see stuff here where, you know, you might get excited and overwhelmed and...
I want to do it. I want to do it.
There's new experiences and, you know, and there might be experiences where we pull you up on stage and hit you with a drill dough. Are you okay with it? But if you're going to pull somebody up on stage, we'll have the husband do it.
Yeah.
Or another girl. But even if Jessica's got the drill dough and pulls Stephanie on up, we got to make sure Craig is good with it.
Yeah,
I'm good with everything.
He really is.
Stephanie's allowed to do whatever the hell
she wants. She's trying to get me to get outside of my box more.
Yeah, I don't even need
in your box or outside your box?
Both.
Yes.
Yes, and.
I said both at the same time.
Like, yes, and.
Like, I've had so many guys come up, they're like, can she play alone? I'm like, brother, if she's deaf, you do whatever you want, man. You need to come back to me. I don't really care.
Which that's... Oh. Told
you.
Nipples got hard on that one. But that's hard, too, because I don't... He's like, you have no boundaries, but I don't like that. I'm a rule follower. I need boundaries. Like, and he's like, but there's...
And that's hard for me.
There's none. You go do this. And I'm like, but just one, maybe? Can we have just...
Well, communication. At least tell me. Like, I want to know where she's at.
Yeah,
so just
absolutely.
Come find me real quick. Like,
let me know what you're doing.
Play with this guy. Mm-hmm. All right, cool, bye.
If I were to do that to you...
Use a condom.
you would freak out if I were to... Not mad or bad, in a bad way, but you would have been like, who the hell is this?
I would hesitate.
Yeah.
I have hesitated before.
Okay. Yeah, we only play together. We don't don't separate.
Yeah, I don't like separating. Yeah. I like with him, but I want him to go and play.
But I hesitate just for her own well-being because we're very different journeys. Like, I've been doing this 20-plus years. I've been on Playboy for a show for swinging.
Nice. Have you guys been together?
For 3 years.
3 years.
Now. 3 years. Yep. Okay.
No, but it was kind of the same thing. It was very, very quick, very fast. I mean, within a year, we owned a company together. You know, a year later, we bought a house together. Nice. I mean,
congratulations. Bam.
We have kids from both from different marriages, but they're our kids. Like,
they're ours.
Yeah.
It all just kind of blended and fit very well. Nice. And there was
kind of like you guys. When you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we're mature enough. We're at an age where we're like, I'm not going to fight this. This is fantastic. Yeah. Why the hell would I even argue?
Just let it happen. Yeah.
Too old.
Exactly.
When it works, it works.
Yeah. I don't even know how I was going to go with that.
I have no clue either.
Were we just talk? I can edit.
We're talking about whole passes of playing together. It's not.
Right, so we're at very different journeys. Where I just want her to go explore her sexuality. Nothing bothers me. I have very little jealousy. Like,
so the 8-girl training was perfect for you.
Yeah,
it was, and I wanted him to see it. I was like, somebody videoing this or anything? I mean, I know we can't do that here. There's no cameras. Not anybody? Did we get it on camera?
We did have a 13-girl train one time, and me and Mark kept the ends.
Yeah.
We tried high-fiving it. Couldn't reach.
Yeah, to where she, you know. She's been doing this for about 8 years now. Didn't even realize she was a unicorn. Had no clue what the lifestyle was.
I was just sleeping with people.
I just see couples. It's awesome because I get both guy and girl. And I'm like, that's you, babe, come here. That was like our third date. We discussed this.
Okay.
And so now she's exploring her sexuality. She's had, you know, we've talked about on the show before. She's had some rough relationships in the past where the guys were just dirtbags. Mm-hmm. You know, or if they weren't dirtbags, they just weren't into what she was into, so it just didn't match.
Close-minded,
you know. And so now
you guys
we're together, and she's like, "Wait, so I'm allowed to do it?" So she's still kind of
still learning.
After 3 years,
it's very learning.
So this is okay. Like one time, I flew out to California to help move my brother to Texas.
Okay. Oh, this is
like, I'm horny. And I'm like, got it. Hang on. And we had been, or she had been talking to a single guy, so I reached out to him. I'm like,
never met him before. Okay. We've just been talking, and this happens.
Here's what I want to do. I was like, you're going to go to my house. She's going to be naked. I was like, we're going to set all this up. I was like, I have a buddy around the corner that's on duty, so don't fuck up. I have cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't do anything stupid. It has to be done in the open area where all my cameras are at. I was like, A, so I can watch.
Mm-hmm.
B, so I can make sure she's safe.
Yep.
And he's like, done.
Okay.
I'm like, cool. Call her, and I'm like, hey, so I set something up. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to put a note on the door. You're going to go on the couch. You're going to start masturbating.
Someone's going to walk in.
And whatever happens, you haven't seen.
And you had no idea.
You didn't know who was coming.
And no, he told me last minute. We had been talking to the guy, so I knew, but I had never met him. I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I drink?
She took like four. I'm watching her on shots. Camera. She's like, go, shots.
Yeah. And then on the note on the door, he was like, put a note on the door. Just come in. And so I put the note on the door, and I was like, because I knew he couldn't see the note from the way the camera faced, and it was like, I am nervous as fuck. .. Like, nervous as fuck.
It sounds like a great porn story.
Yeah, I know, right?
But he did a great job. Like, he has a lot of reviews. I reached out to a couple other couples and said, hey, can I ask you about, if you don't want to answer, please just ignore this message.
Yeah.
A couple of them responded and was like, you know, respectful,
good guy.
And get his good card. Like,
So how was it?
You know?
It was amazing. And I did. I was like, how do I initiate? Like, what am I supposed to do? This is not normal.
Yeah, he took care
and
of
he did. He, and then afterwards, he just put his clothes on and left. I was like, do I tip you?
Do I pay you?
I don't know what just happened here. And it was amazing. It was wonderful. It made me just feel so beautiful because I was a little bit heavier at the time, and he just was so complimentary. And I was
a very verbal affirmation person.
Yes.
I have a hard time with being verbal.
He is not verbal. Either.
I am action based.
Okay.
I will show you, I'll protect you, love you through behavior because to me words are cheap.
Okay.
Where she's opposite. So we're kind of, I'm still learning how to like use my fucking words.
Yours.
And it was so affirming. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so we have the video and we watch it.
Nice.
And I'm sure my friend thinks I'm crazy. Well, I told him later down the road.
Okay.
He made a joke. He's like, bro, what's up with the 2 hours? I was like, oh, I was fucking getting it on.
Oh, he was in the shower. Took a 2 hour shower watching it.
Really?
And he's like, wait, you were doing what? I'm like, calm down. I use Clorox wipes. And he's an old Navy buddy. He's like, God.
So.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any wild stories?
Not like that.
Her thing is she loves single girls, whatever, and when we come, she gets off on watching me fuck them. Mm-hmm. And, like, that makes her come faster than...
Than anything.
It's amazing. Anything.
And I gotta be all up in there watching...
She climbs underneath the legs and gets her face right.
You know, I'm a little bit like that, too.
You are. You do like
that. Because in the beginning, she's like, well, you're doing all this stuff with these women, and you're like, it seems like you're... And I'm like, I'm listening to you, and that's actually what's turned me on. Mm-hmm. I'm just literally using them as a vehicle to get my need met, but I'm really kind of focusing, even if I'm not looking at you, the sounds.
Yep.
Because her sexual sounds are fucking amazing.
Like, I'm
well, it's not just loud.
The kids are like, well, she said that yesterday. She gets lost.
You were loud. We were coming up here, and he's like, is that Steph?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't think she thought they're in their room.
They were fucking with the door open, and she was over the luggage
rack. And she was very loud.
Oh, that was
very loud.
Yeah, that was me.
She gets lost in her feeling, and it's fucking gorgeous, and it's sexy as shit. Mm-hmm. And the sounds that come out of her, I'm just like, fuck, yes. Yep.
There's nothing hotter than when a woman's vocal. And
yes, absolutely.
You were very loud last night, by the way.
You were very good last night.
I guess so.
I mean,
you were extra good last night.
You were. Birthday tomorrow. Maybe be a little loud. I don't know. So for couples who want to reach out to you guys and for couples who want to know more about your travel, where can they go?
MyFriskyBusiness.net.
Okay.
That's where we post all our travel website. Parties mm-hmm. and our local parties in New York.
Can you spell it out phonetically?
Sure.
So they know.
MyFriskyBusiness.net.
Perfect.
We're also on Facebook. We have over 4,000 followers.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Find us on there too.
It's growing fast, but we try to weed out the non-lifestyle people. We don't just add anybody. We do have a public page. Well, we'll just post our trips and stuff, but if you want to be friends with us,
see sexy pictures and
we have a private group as well where you have to friend request one of us, either JUS, the letter N, JESS, or the reverse, JESS, N, JUS. And if you don't have a lot of lifestyle friends, please shoot us a message saying, hey, I'm interested and I want to be friends with you, and add it to your private group.
Yeah, so also if you follow us and you can't find them, get a hold of us.
Yeah, we got
you. We'll contact them and you know, because they're all, that happens sometimes. But what's the group, what's the name called? I'm not sure if we're actually part of it.
We're not, no.
You're not in the group?
No, we're attached.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure you guys are.
Are we?
We might be, yeah.
He takes care of all the social media.
Okay.
Make sure you are right with us.
Yeah, I do not.
She stays away from all that. She has too much work to do.
And I empathize.
You're better off anyway.
I have so much empathy for people, and I'll start doing free sessions, and he's like, stop it. I'm like, but they're really bad.
No. We've been doing that this whole time we're here, which is no problem, but... You know, even our friends are like, guys.
They're like, you gotta start.
I feel uncomfortable. We are actually on vacation. If this was a work vacation, then that would be different.
Yeah.
But we're having fun, and we just want to help.
Yeah.
Plus, we're the ones offering.
There's only been
one or two couples that have come to us and said, "Hey, can we bounce some stuff off you?"
Well, thank you.
The rest were like, "Hey,
you want to do
can
this?
We,
let's teach you."
You know, jump in here because we see you're having a hard time.
Okay.
It's kind of what we do, and awesome. So that's been great. So,
appreciate that.
What's your best... Yeah, that's true. What is your best lifestyle, besides communication? Because that's a given. What's your best lifestyle advice for new couples?
Besides communication, being open and honest. That's huge. Don't hold back. Be yourself.
Don't be scared to try.
Yeah.
Because you can always say, all right, that wasn't for us. And,
mm-hmm. and you move on from it.
That's what learning being open experience. Is, yeah. Go out and try parties. Like I said, to us, it's the atmosphere and making friends. And go different places. And
listen, we've been here plenty of times where we haven't played with anybody, just each other. We have amazing sex because just the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's very, very sexually charged.
Yes.
You have some of the best outfits at the resort.
Thank you.
Where do you get all of those?
Amazon. I love Amazon.
Yeah.
Two-day shipping and easy returns and... Good quality stuff. Yeah.
Love it. Every day is Christmas and
I
adore stuff.
And when you come here so many times, their outfits are like $15. So.
Yeah.
They are.
We have bins of the same stuff, same themes, bins.
Have like five different toga outfits.
Yeah. And then she brings extra.
I'm like, well, I took a picture in that one, so I can't wear that one this year.
That's awesome. Sounds like us. Mm-hmm. So I was a licensed banker for a while, and I did investments, portfolios, business banking, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were open trade at one point, and I was like, I should have fucking jumped on
with Amazon.
Because we spend so much money with Amazon.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
the same way.
Our mail lady made a comment to me one time. She goes, "So, do you only shop on Amazon?" Like, almost primarily, yeah.
I mean, the Amazon boxes, they just...
It's easy, it's convenient. Mm-hmm. And we're so damn busy with both practices. I'm like, we don't get home until 8 or 9 at night.
There's things I needed that I don't even know where to find. And there
type it in Amazon and they got it.
What store would I have to go to? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can type in the licky sucky thing and that vibrator pause.
Exactly.
Yep.
I don't know how, but it does take a little.
Sucky. It takes a little investigating.
Yeah, to get to the whole sex toy part. Yeah, but they're on there.
Yeah.
I was like, Chelsea from Topless Trap, she sent us the direct
link.
Which is why the only reason, because I was looking for it, I'm like, Chelsea, I can't find this thing.
Yeah.
She's like, everyone's asked me so many times.
I got you.
Perfect.
I wonder if there's any available. There was only 12 when we...
I always say the line from Batman when I see his suitcase. I'm like, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Yes.
No, there was 10 left.
There was 10 left when we
there
bought
was 10. So two people, I think, at the pool party purchased, and then we were the
first. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know how many left now.
Everybody wanted it.
Yeah. It was a fun thing. Are you kidding? Every woman that got in front of that thing... Okay.
Loved it. Yeah,
well, that's the best thing about being a host is we get to try out all these toys.
Yeah,
I don't waste the money before because this one's vagina is very different.
Takes me a lot to come.
Me too.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
hook her up to a car battery.
No, he's exaggerating.
She's like, hard, she's
I'm
hard
like,
to get
hold off. On, is that a thing?
Can we try that later?
She's hard to get off. She needs like direct stimulation on her clit. So of course,
penetration,
which is awesome. She actually her favorite toy is this cheap $15 flickering.
It's called
tongue.
A flickering tongue. Love it. Oh. Love it.
Wow.
And she burnt it out a few times. Similar. I'm like, no problem. I'll get another one.
Yeah.
$15.
I love that.
A lot of potential play partners with her, I pulled them aside. I'm like, look, so let's just be direct. If you can't have sex more than an hour and a half to 2 hours longer,
it's not going
to
work.
It's probably not going to happen. Don't. Not good at clitoral stimulation. Probably not going to happen.
Just don't try. I mean, just have fun. Don't. Because they're like, man.
Because then they feel a certain way.
Yeah. I'm like, don't. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Do you like it anal?
Oh,
I do.
She does.
Yes,
I do.
She very much likes it.
I do.
It's just harder right now. We hadn't done it in a while. Yeah. We had a snafu, and so we kind of stepped away from that for a while. And then going back to it, it's been so long.
It's
and
been
she's
hard.
Like, "Baby,
that's why you have to do it more than once a year." Jess.
You do.
Yes,
you have to do it quite often.
Yeah, it becomes
quite often
much easier.
Yeah, so she's like, "That's it. When I get back, I'm buying dilators. I'm putting my butt plugs."
I just bought her a set.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The
glass one.
She used it once.
Yeah.
But you went to like the biggest size right off the bat.
It slid right in there.
Stop it.
So I'll tell you a trick with a couple of the Playboy models.
I think you
models.
Should wear one tonight.
Do you have like one that's this big?
I brought a couple.
I brought a variety. Yeah.
So they actually have one that kind of has a reverse hook system on it.
Okay.
And you wear it at the gym. While you're doing your leg and butt workouts. And it really helps.
Really?
Yeah, true.
Interesting.
So it's a little trick I learned for some of the Playboy models. They were like, oh, this is what we do.
Okay.
Because, I mean, a lot of people have the misconception, like, oh, well, then my butthole is going to be stretched and I'm just poop's going to fall.
Yep.
It doesn't work that
at
way.
At the gym, I'd just be scared of shooting it across the room.
That's why you have to wear clothes.
Oh, now you tell me.
But it is interesting because, well, we have a home gym now, but the gym I was going to with my son, one time I pointed out to him, I was like, I want you to watch her squat. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to look. I'm like, no.
There's
a little circus symbol. I was like, watch. And he's like, what is that? And I'm like, that is a plug.
Really? Now I'm going to start looking.
You're going to be looking at everybody's asshole now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wear
she's got one in.
You can see it. You can see it in certain positions. And yeah, it presents itself.
Now we know what he does at the gym.
Right. Oh. I know. Sorry that you came. We have a home gym. Sorry.
Look, I work out, but I'll purr about it at the gym. I don't care. I'll send her a text. I'm like, this is
look
what's
at that
here.
Ass.
You're
yes. Yes, he will.
True. This is very true. So what's in the future for My Frisky Business? Like, what does the next year hold? What events do you guys have coming up?
Well, with COVID, that's
it's slowed
in
things
New York.
Down a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're looking into right now branching out into Temptations. Hopefully more parties at Hedo. Secrets. We're just starting to start doing parties there.
Yeah. And unfortunately, at home, we're limited. We're not allowed to
throw
parties or anything.
Shut down.
So.
Right.
But we have stuff ready to go. It's, you know, with a club that we do a few parties at a year, we're just waiting for the green light to start parties there again.
Well, if you ever feel like coming to Texas, Texas is wide open.
Yeah.
All the restrictions have been lifted. They're
jealous.
Just,
like,
we don't
jealous.
Like I said, we'd love to, but we have full-time jobs, and all our vacation time right now
stuck
is...
Stuck with you. Yeah.
So,
dedicated to this.
And I forgot we're on the Bliss Cruise twice a year as well.
Right.
So Bliss Cruise in April and November, we'll also host on there with Topless Travel. It's a lifestyle ship. The last couple were 3,500 lifestyle people, and this November is going up to 6,000 lifestyle. 6,000,
yes. Nice. 6,000 people on a boat. Yeah, so I think we may do some things. We're going to talk. I don't know. We might be on it. But yay! I want to conduct an experiment, and I want everybody to be fucking at the same time, and I want to see if that makes the
Can we all climax at the same time?
That would be amazing.
That would be
just
a loud
ship. Rock the ship. I just want to rock the ship.
That'd be a lot of research. You'd have to research every female.
I could do a survey.
How to get them off in about 60 seconds, which toy, give them that specific toy.
I mean, I could do a survey.
But that'd be phenomenal.
I can't be involved. I'd be there for hours.
Guinness Book of World Records. Like, let's do this thing.
Most people fucking at the same time.
Yes.
Well,
I Guinness Book of World Records, I think 6,000 people on a cruise ship all lifestyle. It might be right there as a record.
Yeah.
So I do have a selfish possible workaround for your job, because I'm still a federal instructor and I can still teach a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So you literally can run out and go, look, I'm going to go down to Texas with an instructor that's going to teach me some advanced SWAT tactics, etc., some breaching. some reconnaissance, like we're gonna, and it's
you just want to get into Texas.
It's 2 weeks, and then they can send me a check. I'll give you the check. And like we just like yeah,
nice.
Let's do it.
Or we can just follow them around and go to sexy places.
Yeah, but I'll give them real certificates.
Well, everything in Texas is bigger, right?
So everything in Texas is bigger. Well, they say
I'll fit right in.
The pride is bigger. That's for sure.
Everything in Texas is bigger.
The stomachs are bigger.
Some of them, yes.
Yes. There's some good old country boys in Texas.
There's some big country boys, big corn fed motherfuckers.
but I claim Texas now because I actually have. All joking aside, I absolutely love the state.
Like, it's on our bucket list. We'll come down
there.
You lived
a couple of different places, right?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So
you didn't like New York?
We're a few more years in New York, and we're looking to get out.
Yeah. So the interesting thing with New York is, so I lived on Long Island, in Hempstead first, then Uniondale. Mm-hmm. So both my parents, and we talked about this on the show before, they're not great people. So my father is a medical professional,
okay,
but he's also very involved with gangs. Mm. And he's so involved with them that he used to run an entire chapter of Latin Kings. Now he's gotten into MS-13 nonsense.
Oh, shit. All right.
So I wasn't messed with because of who he was, but where we lived was like, it was a very rough area, and I was already used to that because I grew up in South Compton in California. But it is different. It's West Coast and East Coast are very, very different. So when I first showed up from California, here I am looking like some California beach bum with a tan. Hair was like not as dark; it was a little lightened. And I was like, "What's up, bro?" You know, and people are like,
"Dude,
what the
fuck
are you talking?" Like literally, first time on the train, I had a guy. He's like, "Why the fuck are you talking to me, bro? Get the fuck out of my face!"
Really?
And I'm like, "What's your problem?" And I'm like, we're about to fight shit. Like, I'll throw down, dude. Like, I don't care if I'm from Cali. Like,
yeah.
So I learned very quickly. You know, my dad's like, look, you keep your fucking mouth shut. I'm going to spread the word around. You're my kid, who you are. So it was actually different for me because not many people mess with me, but I was forced to hang out with a certain crowd. Okay. So I didn't get to experience New York for its originality. The only time I really did it, I started dating a female. Her name was Cynthia. She was Jamaican. And we used to go into the city to Jekyll and Hyde all the time. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time I actually got to get away from my father's reach and just do my own thing. So that's really the only actual authentic experience in New York I have because I was trapped in that little thumb and bubble. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, I lived in New York for a year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Work?
No. I packed my bags. September 11th, 2002, I packed my bags and I said, I'm moving to New York. And I lived in Tribeca, which is right by the World Trade Centers, and I was watching it being built, and I worked. Do y'all know Bazzini's? Bazzini Nuts? What? Mm. It's a New York staple.
But, that's in the city.
Yeah.
But we're on the island.
Yeah, Bazzini's is everywhere, right?
No, Long Island is... Long Island is not the same as New York.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is Bazzini's is like everywhere.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Anyway, I worked there, and it was so much fun, and I just... Yeah. Moved home a year later. I don't know. I just felt like
you liked
I needed
it, though.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I experienced
the city. The city is awesome. Right now, it's not so great, but
yeah,
it was awesome.
It was fast paced.
So much to do. Very. Yeah,
it was good.
Bitch, move out of my way.
It was good a couple years ago. Politics just completely destroyed in the past year.
Really?
Yeah.
It was so amazing when I was there. But I was there one year.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. Well, at least you got to enjoy it for 1 year.
Yeah. No, but it was, I mean, everybody was still so loving because of the tragedy just
happened.
And everybody was so friendly. And so I got the best of New York, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. So real quick, let's kind of recap. Because what we haven't talked about is the extension of time when people book with you guys. So do they book for 1 day, 3 days, 10 days, 7 days? Like, what does that look like?
Well, we're here for the whole week. It's usually Saturday is how the groups run at Hedo. What's the minimum usually that they want?
5 days.
Yeah, four nights, five days. This is the minimum usually to book with us. And when you're here, you're not going to want to leave. You're going to want to spend the whole week.
Yeah. We've had plenty of people already extend their trips. Yeah.
So we actually extended...
We can't leave yet.
No, we're extending.
No, we're extending.
Thank you. The one thing that makes it all worth it, you know, in the end, is the amount of people towards the end of our trip that come up to me and say thank you. Yeah. You made our vacation. It's just, we look forward to your pool parties every day, and you never know what's going to happen and what's coming.
And that's why we keep doing it.
Yeah, it's just, it makes you
gratifying,
feel
gratifying, yeah. It's
so what is in store for Stephanie today during the pool party?
Justin's birthday today, so it's going to be Justin's.
You're in class all day.
Actually a little worried about this pool party.
So you're not involved in the activities.
There's going to be an 8-man train today.
Yes!
That you're going to miss.
Yes! Damn it.
Man train. I will be watching from afar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we're all going to line up and do the helicopter spin.
Oh.
Oh, we can do that.
Have fun in class.
Yeah.
I'll get one of the girls to get me like a quarter hard so I can match him. Say, look, I can look like Justin.
Somebody needs a fluffer over here. who volunteers this tribute?
I might have a couple.
And he tells me all the time, can you fluff me? I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Really? What are you talking about?
You like walk around freaking two-fist hard all day.
Does that hurt? I'm just wondering.
I just look at Jessica and get semi-healthy.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean.
Yeah, you can close that up.
Okay. No. See, I suck at closing, and he makes me do this all the time. I suck at podcasting.
Because that's why.
Yeah.
You got to push her to make it get better.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, because when I'm not there, because there are times where she's done the show alone.
Yep.
And I'm like, look, you're going to have to do this all by yourself. So yep.
Look, we're hosting. Take the drill, though. Get up on the stripper pole.
I'm fine getting up there, but, like, that hurt.
Yeah.
That was your first
especially
time.
Especially full blast. Like, my whole insides were shaking.
Yeah. It did hurt the first.
Well, luckily, my Sawzall at home is a plug-in, and it has the levels.
Okay, yeah, so this is like, it's like in. You have
yeah,
to
I'm
control
trying to squeeze it
to
keep
finger.
It slow, and a couple times.
That's what I was telling her. I was like, it's a pressure trigger, so I have to figure it all out. Yeah.
Like,
what are you doing?
I prefer that you figured it out outside of me. Like, not drilling my insides. I told him, I said, I think you just tickled the hanging thing in my throat. It was vibrating.
Mm-hmm. It was still fun watching you kind of crawl backwards. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you
know what? I'm not even going to say a word, or I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys sitting down with us, and I hope
this was awesome. Thank you.
I hope you guys, you know, we travel again. I want to hang
absolutely.
Out with
you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for having
be
us.
Your friend.
And...
You are. Yes.
Well, maybe when New York opens up a little bit or something, we can go take a trip.
We'll be back here in July.
July. Yeah. And Florida in August.
Yeah, Wicked Wild Week was July 24th to 31st. Mm-hmm. We'll be here. We'll be in Secrets August 6th through 8th.
So Secrets is the weekend spot.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be in Florida in September.
Yeah.
At a different place.
Just miss you.
I know. So. Yeah. Oh, well. We'll hang out again.
Absolutely.
So remind all the followers where they can find you again.
MyFriskyBusiness.net.
And all your social media plugs are on that website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. So
you can email us on there. We'll also Instagram, MyFriskyBusiness. There's underscores in between all the words. And like we said before, on Facebook, you can find us, Justin, J-U-S-N, Jess, or Jess and Justin.
Awesome. Perfect. Well,
thanks, Thank guys. You guys
for
hanging out.
Thank you. A lot of fun. Sexy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Time for the pool party.
Yeah.
Hey, Fox.
Not again.
Why don't you tell them where they can find us?
Oh, so you can find us on the Bookface.
Facebook.
Yeah, that thing. At the Kinky Coach. Or you can find us at any of the adult beverage websites. You like that?
I do, yeah.
Yes, because you're tasty. You're thirsty.
Yeah. Yes, thirsty.
So you can look for either Luna_and_Logan, or you can look for the Kinky Coach and her Silver Fox.
Yep.
So thank you for listening, and we hope you have a very sexy evening.
Have a good night.
You are listening to the Kinky Coach Podcast with Stephanie
and Fox.